Happy weekend, everybody. This is Ross Nielsen. You have tuned in to Killer Tunes yet again. Thank you for being with us this week. Rejoice. We're going to spin a little rock and roll here for you, taking it back to 1991, 25 years ago. 1.8 million selling album, Mama Said by Lenny Kravitz, featuring the one and only Slash on guitar. Check this out. Yeah, that's Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. You've Been Lying off of a killer album called Scandalous, released, I believe, in 2011. Saw those guys at Harvest a few years back. Quite a show. It's very interesting. I had seen, I think it was David Wilcox earlier in the evening, and he just blew my mind so much that everything afterwards was kind of anticlimactic. But I talked to a couple of my friends who, for them, the Black Joe Lewis show was the epitome of Harvest that year. And, you know, isn't that music? It's all subjective, you know. It depends on what you're looking for out of a performance, where your head's at, what your mind state is at that time. And for me at that time, it was David Wilcox. He put on a masterful guitar clinic there. And for my buddies, it was Black Joe Lewis. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Started off today's Killer Tunes program with some classic Lenny Kravitz. I love that tune. Always have. My name is Ross Nielsen. You are tuned in, perhaps, to 95.7 FM The Wolf in Fredericton, or maybe you're listening on the interwebs. Either way, we appreciate you being here. Happy weekend, everybody. We made it through another one. Coming up here, I'm going to spin some Paul Reddick from his new album, Ride the One. I recently had an opportunity to see Reddick here in Saskatoon with Greg Cockrell on guitar and a local rhythm section. And let me tell you, what a guy. Paul is rumored to be Canada's blues poet, or how do they say it? Poet laureate of the blues. However you want to say it, Paul's one of my favorite writers. He crafts a fine lyric, great imagery, and a fine tale within 3 or 4 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. And his new album, Ride the One, released on Stony Plain Records, is no exception. I've been a huge fan of all Paul's records. They're all fantastic. The last one, Wishbone, produced by Colin Cripps, just smoking, just so good. Such an envelope pusher for air quotes kids for the blues. And again, Ride the One is it's different than Wishbone in the sense that it's more, it takes from the title. Ride the One is a phrase in music where you just stay on the one chord, the root chord, and you just groove out on that. And Paul and his boys have no trouble doing that. And the new album is kind of focused around that. It's not all specifically one chord tunes, but it is all groove oriented. And my God, it is a great record. You got to pick this thing up. I believe it's been number one on the Roots Music Reports for Canada for the past 3 weeks, and rightly so. Again, fine lyricism by our man Paul, amazing harmonica player, and I don't say that very often, I'll tell you what, and a really great vocalist. I call him Captain Voodoo. Wherever he goes, the voodoo seems to follow. He's a groovy dude, and he wears a beret. I mean, come on, what else do you need to know? A guy wears a beret. He feels comfortable in a beret. You know, I think I overheard him in conversation, maybe I made this up, but I thought someone at the bar said, "Oh, very interesting beret. Where did you get that?" And he very poignantly replies, "France." That's it. Well, where else do you buy a beret, people? Listen, let's kick it off here. This is Celebrate from Paul Reddick, his new album, Ride the One. I love this tune. Dig it.
Celebrate your voice, your voice.
That is John and the Sisters from 2004's self-titled album, John and the Sisters. Of course, the Sisters being amazing Toronto band, Sisters Euclid, who I played on the instrumental show a few months back. John Dickey on vocals there, legendary Canadian blues singer, rock singer, sang in Crowbar in the 2000s, cameo blues band. Just a killer vocalist, folks. You don't hear vocals like that every day, I'll tell you what. That's a great album. I remember at the time, Chef Michael Smith, the famous chef from PEI, his wife Rachel, I believe ex-wife now, showed up at one of our gigs. She was a fan of the band and showed up at a gig and gave us that CD because we were heading out on the road. She said, "I thought you would want to listen to this CD on your tour." And man, Rachel always hit the nail on the head, and that day was no exception. We listened to that album quite a bit. Really fantastic playing from Kevin Bright and his band Sisters Euclid, and amazing vocals from John Dickey. Of course, before that, we had Mr. Voodoo himself, Paul Reddick, with Celebrate from his new album, Ride the One. That, oh my God, the groove on that song is so hip-shaken. If that doesn't get you in the pelvis, you might want to go see a doctor, folks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're nearing the end of the first half of the show. I'm going out on a cover. for the first half. This is Rich Robinson and his band. This is an album I picked up recently. I think it came out on or around Record Store Day. And it is a Derek and the Dominoes cover of Got to Get Better in a Little While, one of my favorite tunes. And they just they do a great fun version. This is from the Woodstock Sessions, recorded, of course, live in Woodstock. I believe it's volume two of that live series for Rich Robinson. And Rich just released a new album, and you can bet as soon as I get my grubby mitts on it that I will be spinning a track from that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Killer Tunes. End of the first half coming up right here. We're going to pay some bills, and then we're coming back to get funky in the second half. Thanks for listening. My name is Ross Nielsen. It is Got to Get Better in a Little While.
Yeah.
Welcome to the second half of the show, folks. This is Ross Nielsen. Thanks for coming back with us. Kicking off this half with I Got It Going On by Us Three from an album called Hand on the Torch.
I see the alley Uber. My main man and me, we've been cool since day one. Scooping all the fly girls, having all the fun. Sport the dope threads and the $100 kicks. Making power moves, so get off my nah. I won't say it, cause it's crystal, it's clear. I get the job done each and every year. Back in school, I used to act the fool. But I rocked an 8 average, so everything's cool. Tool, my pencil, the mic's my utensil. I read the mic check and you can write that in stencil. So you wonder why I made it and your shit is going wrong. Ayo, shoot, I got it going on. I got it going on. Chasing a dream. When I hear the beats thump, I shake like a fiend. And when the notes are blue, I do the dupe with the us through food. Right on the backlog, Jeff and Millie Melton, chilling on the track board, mixing off his mom, keeping shit in fit form. They got it going on. Patterns in the balls get you open like a spiff. If you take a sniff, you might end up like a stiff. Cause it's funky, a hip hop junkie is what I am. Straight from Brooklyn with a gun in my hand. I'm just kidding, or should I say fibbing, or both is lying? It doesn't matter, you know what I'm implying. And if you still don't know what's going on, yo, G, I got it going on. 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 Zunga zunga bizunga zay. Sit back, relax, and I'll make your day. Radical concepts, that's my choice. Freak it to the music and flow through my voice. So let's face it, it's time to get back to the basics. Sing a simple song that goes on and on and on. I'm climbing to the top just like King Kong. And guess what? I got it going on.
Drum. The drum is the most important instrument. Primitive.
Oh yeah, that's some funky stuff right there. I don't know if I've ever played any hip hop on the program or not. Folks, if you're just tuning in, I'm wondering what the hell's going on. My name is Ross Nielsen. This is Killer Tunes you're listening to, coming at you every weekend on Saturdays at 1 and Sundays at 4 right here on 95.7 FM The Wolf, also on the interwebs at rossnielsen.com and 957thewolf.ca. However you got here, thanks for being here. That was from an album from 1993. The first hip-hop album that I recall released on Blue Note Records. The act was called Us Three or US Three, I don't know. And the album was called Hand on the Torch. That's a wicked tune called I Got It Going On. I just love. I'm trying to remember when I was listening to this tune, where I got turned on to these guys from. Of course, all the samples in that are from the Blue Note catalog, and there's also some live jazz musicians on that cut, which is kind of what made Us Three stick out to me, more so than other hip-hop bands. That's why what I love. I love blending of the genres. That's why the Beastie Boys are so important to me. That, I think, I thought maybe it was my buddy Sean Donaldson who turned me on to that, but I think if I really put my head to it, it was Dean Culligan, who back in the late 90s, early 2000s, owned a pivotal record store. And I say pivotal because it was pivotal in mine and so many other people's learning about music in Fredericton. It was called Purple Haze down there at the bottom of Regent Street. I think that is where things is nowadays, ladies and gentlemen. And Purple Haze was the awesome little shop that I found so much music that would go on to become, musical DNA for me, if you will. And that band was one of them. I still listen to that album. It's great stuff. This next band, I've seen probably second only to Big Sugar, maybe even more than Big Sugar now. The band is Wide Mouth Mason. I've been a fan for a long time, folks, since 1995 or 6, I believe, when I first saw them. And the first time I saw them was in Penticton. Must have been 96. They were opening for Big Sugar. They had just got signed. They hadn't released their debut album yet, but they blew Big Sugar off the stage that night. It was amazing. I'd never seen anything like it. And certainly had never seen anyone put the heat on Big Sugar before they took the stage. And Wide Mouth went on to become one of my favorite bands. Sean Bro, just a mind-blowing guitar player. Still a mind-blowing guitar player. His slide work now is so over the top and ridiculous. I can't even describe it to you. I'm playing this tune, Tell Me, off their first album. It's a real good kind of funky little rock number. And then we're going to get down with some Stevie Wonder. And I'm tagging these two together because one of the great things I loved about Wide Mouth was in the middle of one of their tunes, they would segue into like some Prince or some Stevie Wonder or what have you, or even Bob Marley. And I remember them doing I Wish a lot. I think even in the middle of this tune, Tell Me. So I wanted to tag these two together. So we're going to do some Wide Mouth Mason, Tell Me, and slipping into I Wish by Steveland Wonder.
Talk to me like the sun.
Legendary track, I Wish, off of 1976's amazing, life-changing, world-changing album, Songs in the Key of Life. Went on to be Album of the Year, the 1977 Grammys, I believe. Really interesting kind of background on this. Stevie, I guess in 74 and 75, had kind of burned out and was really disenchanted with the music industry and the U.S. government, and was considering leaving music and going to Ghana to work with handicapped children. And of course, he changed his decision when Motown offered him a contract that he couldn't turn down. In 1975, he was offered a 7-year, 7-LP, $37 million deal that gave him full artistic control. Largest deal with a recording star up to that point. That's huge money. That's like sports money right there. Of course, Stevie took a year off and then started working on what would become Songs in the Key of Life. Just an amazing record full of just good vibes and feel good stuff. If you don't have that album in your collection, you don't have a collection. You got to get it. It's important that you own that album. It's one of those records that can make you a better person. If you are on a date and you go back to your place, and if you're a guy and you're whoever, if you have a guy or a girl you're on a date with, whatever it is, and they come and check out your records and they see that record in your collection, they're going to put it on. And things are going to happen, folks. If that record's not in your collection, you're missing a great opportunity for some sexy time. And speaking of sexy time, ladies and gentlemen, the track we're going out on today. Yes, that's right. We're at the end of the Killer Tunes program. I am the host, Ross Nielsen. If you've just tuned in, you're almost too late. But I'm glad you're tuning in for this next tune. Love and happiness, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I always preach at the end of the show. I want us to get along, to be a better human race, to not be so crazy with each other, to try and figure out life. It's tough. It's really friggin' hard, man. You know, it's hard for everybody. It's not just hard for one person. It's not just hard for, you know, some dude you see always posting in his Facebook feed how hard it is. It's not just hard for him. It's hard for everybody. You know, so we try and preach a little awareness, a little thoughtfulness at the end of the show to try and make it a little easier on us in the coming days. And this tune couldn't say it any better. I'm going out today with some Al Green. This song is called Love and Happiness. It's off of an album recorded in 1972. 1972, ladies and gentlemen, 2 years before I was born. I'm Still in Love with You is the name of the album. It's that classic album, white cover, Al's in a white suit with black socks, sitting on the chair, looking all like sexy time. And, you know, if you can't make Songs in the Key of Life and I'm Still in Love with You work for you in a date scenario, then you got no moves. You got to get some. Go talk to somebody, YouTube something, figure it out. Willie Mitchell produced this album, legendary Memphis producer. If you don't know Willie Mitchell, check him out. His name's on a lot of great stuff that came out of Memphis R&B soul at the time. And this is an amazing, amazing tune. So for another week in the bag, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Ross Nielsen. Thank you for tuning in today. I appreciate you taking the time. And enjoy some Al Green and enjoy your week and be nice to each other. Love one another. For God's sakes, life is hard. Let's just try and get through it as easy and best as we can, folks. Positivity. Positivity.
But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. Nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness. Love and happiness. Oh. to me, and I'll be good to you. We'll be together, yeah. To see each other, walk away with victory, yeah. Love.